This is how we all came into the world.
This is the Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, your best source for women's wrestling commentary and recaps, and we hope you're enjoying this week of audience-less shows, and it's the show before WrestleMania.
The Golem shows.
Too big for one night. Weekend extravaganza. I am Liz, your semi-basic host.
I think that's the first time they've ever used RuPaul terms to describe
a wrestling show. They did not call it an extravaganza.
No, I'm saying that's the first time it's ever been used to describe a wrestling show.
Surprisingly, for all of its bells and whistles, there really isn't a lot of appropriate times to use Drag Race lingo.
No. Did you see the shirt that they just dropped, by the way?
Is it the I Wasn't There shirt?
No, it's the There's another one. It's the old In Your House logo.
Oh, okay.
But it says WrestleMania 36, and I want it really bad.
What is In Your House?
It's the old pay-per-views.
I don't think I ever saw that.
From the 90s. It was right when Stone Cold and The Rock were starting to get big.
Oh,
okay. Bret Hart was still there.
Oh, okay.
It was called WWF In Your House.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we actually did have a pretty packed NXT show.
Yeah, for women.
for women for sure, but just that there was a lot of matches. I mean, AEW had some too, but we're not. There was a Hikaru Shida match, but I don't know who she was wrestling against, so I didn't recognize the woman.
I saw an ad that she put on Twitter. She's missing her kendo stick.
That makes sense, because I was asking my son to tell me if it was her on TV, and what was it? I think I told him, I was like, does she have a stick? Is she carrying a stick? He's like, nah, she's not carrying a stick. I was like, oh, okay, it must not be her then. And then turned out to be her. So
and you were like, why did you tell me she was carrying a stick?
Well, I don't know how that match went down.
Yeah.
It was kind of short.
I didn't get to watch it.
But I don't know, that's like the thing that I get a little bit frustrated with AEW is you do have all these really interesting storylines going on with the men, but for the women, it's just the whole, it's just their point system.
Well, I mean, they're starting to find their footing again with the men's, because they started off really strong. I really got disenfranchised with it personally. I know a lot of, and I read a lot of other people that did too. And now they're starting to get back up. So maybe once they're get all this.
Once we get our main guys taken care of, then we'll go ahead and take care of the ladies.
Rolling, then they can actually start investing time. But I mean, right now would be a time put more women on the actual show.
Yeah, there's no built up feuds right now. We barely see Nyla Rose. I mean, I know that everybody's kind of practicing quarantine right now, but there's. Even before all this happened, there was no storylines being developed other than Britt Baker being mean to, what's his name?
Tony Schiavone.
Yeah. But they're friends now, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Big Swole was starting to come around, so it kind of sucks we haven't seen her for a while. Mm-hmm. They've just been wrestling the main guys over and over again. Actually, most of them might not even be in Florida where the rest of them all are.
Yeah.
So that's probably why, but.
Yeah, I mean, because on the WWE shows, we're seeing some of the same people over and over, and it's probably because they're maybe cleared, and they're within distance of the performance center.
Yeah, well, it's all people who used to who were in the performance center, so they just happen to live there, too. Yeah. They fly out to the other shows.
You heard about Kylie Rae being signed to Impact?
No.
So she had...
Kylie Rae? No.
Kylie, Smiley Kylie.
Yeah.
She was supposed to have gone to AEW, right?
She was there.
An offer?
I think they just...
No, she left.
Nothing ever came of it.
Yeah, because she left.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But she was there.
She wasn't there. I think she was offered it, and then she was like, no, never mind.
And she wrestled for them.
She probably wrestled in, the tournament that they did, the Double or Nothing.
Yeah, she was.
But that was kind of like events. A Mae Young Classic thing where everybody gets invited to it.
Not really.
All those women that were in that battle royal were not signed to AEW.
Wasn't Nyla Rose in that?
Yeah, Yeah, she was in it, but there was like a lot of women that didn't.
Oh yeah, get
signed. That's what I'm saying. That many she was spots a part of them. That, I think.
No, she was part of like a four woman match, wasn't she?
Not that I can recall. I don't know, but who's it? Who's in charge of Impact? Do you know?
I don't know.
I'm bad about that. But yeah, that was like the news is that she's, I guess, like debuting.
Is that where Tessa is?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
All those shows have never really done anything for me.
Well, they're not like the most easily accessible. Yeah. You have to actually go look for them, and I am too lazy.
They probably have better women's storylines than AEW, though.
Maybe.
I don't know if they're doing any wrestling right now with any audience-less shows. I haven't heard of any other promotions running right now, but I also haven't gone looking for them.
And those are ones that you
kind of have to. But I haven't seen clips or anything. Usually they do show up. In my
like they'll come up online, yeah. But yeah, so this week on NXT, I guess is the main thing, we had the final, it was a second chance match to get into that number one contender ladder match.
It was a gauntlet match.
It was a gauntlet match. And was there any other women that wrestled that night? No, right?
No, I don't think so.
And then just to get it out of the way, because Sam Roberts was trending. Yeah, well, when I saw that he was trending and like everybody just shitting on him, I wasn't like skeptical at all. I figured everybody was like, yeah, like they're probably right about it. And then when we watched it, like he still annoyed the crap out of me. So
the worst.
He made the experience like a little less then, but I was able to tune him out halfway through the gauntlet match.
He's the one thing that everybody in wrestling can agree on. He is the literal worst.
Well, like, does NXT really have a villain?
I'm saying every
does AEW wrestling. Fans, I was gonna say, does wrestling have a true villain? Because I think we figured out it's Sam Roberts.
Fans, TNA fans, everybody just thinks Sam Roberts is a dumb piece of shit.
Yeah, like he was.
Okay, he just tries to like be a troll and say snarky things, and it's like, no, dude, like that's just blatantly wrong and stupid. He tries to be a heel commentator to say, like in the vogue of like Bobby Heenan or. He's the main one that comes to mind. Just, or like Corey Graves, like just shitting on people, but like he doesn't do it right. He doesn't do it well.
Exactly, because like anytime he's talking about, you know, POCs, it's like,
yeah.
So the people who kicked off this match was Shotzi Blackheart and Deonna Purrazzo.
Mm-hmm.
Really strong showing from Shotzi.
From both of them.
Okay.
Whatever. She was, like, her footwork in that ring was way better than a lot of the other girls that we've seen.
Yeah. Well,
if you want, it was.
I just can never remember after she's left the ring.
She's going to be my first Andrade of the women.
I don't think that's going to happen, but yeah, I'm calling Shotzi to be the next NXT champ.
Well, yeah, she's a star. She's the breakout of this match, but I'm saying Deonna's going to be the first one that I pick that everybody else doesn't really like care about, and she's going to break out the same way that Andrade did.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, well, just watch.
I'm sorry.
It'll happen.
I'm sorry to tell you this. she did some that gross like eye gouge with her feet though.
Yeah.
So like she had at one point Shotzi was on the ground laying on her back and Deonna like jumped up and just scratched her eyeballs with her shoes. She like jumped into them. It looked pretty gross. But she didn't win. She didn't get that first round in.
No.
So
Shotzi's tank is also driven by a person.
What are you talking about?
If she didn't have to sit on someone to ride that tank out, why wouldn't she have just ridden it out?
Because she doesn't need it right now since there's no crowd.
Nah.
What's the point?
Nah, you still need that tank.
Her coffin drop is cool.
Yeah.
So that's like her finisher.
Well, it was, but then she had that submission move. She
has two submission holds.
Well, yeah, everybody has multiple ones, but like she has that one that she used to tap multiple people, and that's why, like, that's probably her actual finisher submission.
Yeah, so spoiler, Shotzi makes it very far in this gauntlet
Shotzi
match.
Shotzi should have won.
She really should have.
Dakota, and even if Tegan's in that match, I mean, we all knew Dakota was going to win because Tegan's in that match, but like, they already had their feud. Separate them already. And if that's the case, dig into Shotzi because she's really good.
Yeah, and I think they're really going to highlight the Raquel aspect of
So they're going to get like a seventh person into that match is what I was saying. Or what I was actually like thinking would be really cool is if she, not really cool, but it would be funny if Dakota gets up to the top of that ladder and then Raquel power bombs her through a table off of it and takes the belt for herself, or takes the contract or whatever it is for herself, because that means Dakota has no friends.
Oh, I mean, that would entertain me because it fits into my Dakota's a chump narrative.
I even like Dakota. I just think it would be funny for that character to just take like one more, like take it on the chin one more time. The time that she thought once, like somebody finally got it. Nope. Just use it for the title shot. Sorry about it.
Xia Li was the second one in the match. And her and...
She looked like a Mortal Kombat character this time.
Yeah, she was there to wrestle. Mm. She got beat up last week and got taken out of her match that she was originally supposed to be a part of. And
not have to go through five other women.
Yeah. So there was a couple of times where they would kind of duck each other when they were trying to kick one another or, you know, just do something cool. Mm. And like, I think Shotzi did like a, tried to do a drop kick and then she just caught air because Xia Li moved. So stop. That was like there was like a couple of those parts of the match that were pretty cool.
Yeah. That was the best part of it because Xia's really good.
Mm-hmm. She has that whole martial arts aspect to her.
Yeah. I mean, I really like her, but even when they announced her versus Aaliyah last time, I was like, really? They're going to put Xia in that match? I'm glad she's not in that match given everybody else that's in that match. I don't know how well she would have gelled with the rest of them.
Yeah. I mean, Shotzi should have been in this one.
Yeah.
Shotzi
showed that she could gel with everybody in this one.
Well, she did this cool submission hold where she, no, she like rolls over their back while they're sitting down and like pulls their arms. She's stretching their arms back.
With her weight dropping their.
So they're basically like.
She's forcing you to stretch like past your range of motion with her own weight on your back.
Yeah, while you're also getting your arms pulled backwards. Yeah. So it's
that's pretty cool. I just didn't like the Xia tap to that. But that's only because I like Xia.
Yeah. I mean,
I get the booking. I just don't like it.
It must be uncomfortable, though. So we should try that. See how long before you tap out. Yeah. And then Aaliyah came in after that. Though they had that funny like rolling bit where they were trying to pin each other. I don't know. Was it the backslide pin or something like that? Like basically where they could reverse it on one another.
Yeah.
And they were doing these like roll-up pins and then they just started rolling around on the floor on the mat. That was funny.
You gotta wrestle to Aaliyah's strengths.
She's like kind of a comedian, right? Like
she's like the Carmella.
She's a heel, or she was a heel when she was hanging out with Vanessa.
I mean, other than like her being evil Carmella from what we used to call her, she is just like the that's her skill set as Carmella. Like you're more entertained by it. She's more the entertainment than the sports side.
She has more moves though than just a super kick.
Yeah, I'm not saying she's awful. I'm just saying, not that Carmella is either. But I'm like they're probably equal. They're the same character.
So Shotzi submitted Aaliyah with that same move that she did on Xia Li.
Yeah.
So you didn't like that she did it twice.
No, I don't mind that she did it twice because it establishes that as a move. I just don't like that she did it to Xia. But again, that's only because of my bias towards Xia.
Caden Carter wrestled on Raw this week, right? Against Asuka.
I didn't see that, but She wrestled in this match.
Yeah, Asuka was, she was like taunting her at the beginning of the match.
See, that's
she was like, who are you?
Kaden lives there, so they use their talent that's already
yeah,
there.
So she was at Raw. They were like, oh, the person that Asuka's asking who they are is Kaden Carter.
Didn't I beat you? Didn't you used to have orange hair? You were a lot shorter then.
This matchup between Kaden and Shotzi was rougher.
Yeah.
Like, they were slamming each other around pretty much. Kaden, I'm trying to remember if she, like, did anything. I mean, she, like, knocked Shotzi off of the top rope.
Mm.
I don't know. She was, like, gearing up to do some move, and she just, like, knocked her off really gross. Like, whiplash.
Yeah, she's already been getting beat at this point, though.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's pretty crazy, like, how... I know the Aaliyah one wasn't that long, but, like, yeah, she was, like, going.
Yeah. Yeah, this is when they were making her... This is her build, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they put her over in this match, even though she didn't end up winning it.
She does... She did another... That... is it called a coffin drop?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I don't know what... Well, like, it can be called a senton. It's, Darby's the one that calls it a coffin drop.
Okay, well...
Not really a senton, because a senton...
No, because she doesn't flip.
You flip.
She, like, darts out.
Yeah,
okay, so she did that to Kaden, and that's what got her the pin against her. And then, right afterwards, she didn't have... Again, didn't have time to take a breath. That's when Dakota comes running in with Raquel.
As the last participant.
Yeah.
And they went for a little while, too.
Yeah, Dakota's so sloppy. Like, she was really sloppy in this, especially at the end. Raquel does get involved at one point, mostly just distracting Shotzi. At one point, she was going to try to throw her into this the steel steps outside, but Shotzi was able to get out of it, and she pushed her into it instead.
She did get moves in, because yeah. Dakota kept grabbing the ref, and they were letting her.
Oh.
Get her in.
Well, that's like, I think Raquel was mostly like a distraction than like really taking her out.
No, that's what I'm saying. Dakota was distracting the ref while Raquel was attacking her multiple times throughout that match.
Mm-hmm.
Or throughout that part of the match.
But Dakota still won this one because she, what did she do? She did some move. Let me see. I think I have it here. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Like at one point, Shotzi jumped onto Dakota and Raquel outside.
Mm.
She was like getting tired of their crap. That's when she threw Raquel into the steel steps.
Yeah.
But then by the time that she got back into the ring, Dakota was able to like kick her in the head. Yeah, so she tried to do this.
This is too much.
I don't know. She does. Here, I can just show you. She.
I want to see Shotzi versus Raquel now.
Right? Okay, so Dakota does that thing where she puts them over her shoulders. Then throws him off and kicks him.
Mm-hmm.
That was the move. That's her finisher, I guess. But it looked like crap here.
Yeah. Because
she couldn't really pick up Shotzi.
Hit it right. Yeah.
She didn't hit it right, but she couldn't really pick her up. She couldn't really throw her that well.
How she picked her up, I guess. But I do remember her not landing that kick really well. And then they just like went with it and she just rolled her up. And after that performance that Shotzi put up, that was a bad. That was a bad end for it. It was bad for it
like
to end
too
like
bad.
That way. Yeah, she should have like tried to do it again, pick her up and do it again, just to like as an exclamation point.
Yeah,
especially going into that match. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why she's such a bad heel,
Dakota.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not like anything. There's just you can't be a good heel and a good face. Not everybody can be a good heel and a good face. It's a very hard quality to have. Charlotte can't even do it.
Oh no. Well,
I don't think we have a woman who can do it except for maybe Sasha, but I don't like Sasha as a face personally.
No, a lot of people don't. But I was going to say, well, I definitely agree because if you listen to mine and Clara's talk about this, or this week's talk about the Last Woman Standing match, we watched all the SmackDown episodes leading up to Last Woman Standing at Evolution and seeing Charlotte as a face. And it was just like...
to do
it. It was
work.
Just super awkward, yeah. And like everyone was Which still sucks booing because, her. Like, she's still out there smiling, giving her best shot, but no.
Like for her personality, like when she's not in character, seems like she should be a face, but you can't if you're
she's like
Ric Flair's daughter.
Yeah, she's a total WWE ambassador. Like she visits sick kids and does all that cool stuff.
Seems like a nice person too, but like having a daughter or dad that's as big of a piece of shit as Ric Flair is gonna make you a better person probably. So like she's nice and she'd probably be a good face, and she would be like a Seth Rollins or a Daniel Bryan who like kids would be, just love to see them come around, but she can't be because she's Ric Flair's daughter.
Maybe in a few years.
At some point maybe. But yeah, like, and that character, I mean, the division needs her to be the queen.
Yeah.
The division sucks when she hasn't been the queen and she hasn't been around.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, like she's like, I don't know, she's the queen of pay-per-views and she had that streak for a while too.
Yeah.
What was it, like 19 or?
Something like
Something like, she had like an undefeated streak of every pay-per-view.
Yeah. For like the first couple of years she was there.
Well, anyway, so back to the NXT. Dakota takes that spot, so she'll be in the ladder match to decide the number one contender. It's not even like for the title.
Well, which we all knew was going to happen.
Reminder, Rhea Ripley
again
is the NXT champ.
Swerving Bianca again.
Yes.
She put up the best performance that anybody's seen against the current champion, just the same way she did with Shayna. And nope. Bye.
Let's get all these other...
We talked about it on ours, and Hector was saying that he thought... And this is before WrestleMania started happening. At some point, they were going to have a triple threat with, like, Charlotte wins it, and then Rhea and Bianca start going after Charlotte to get the NXT belt. And I would really like
Sense.
If that's the way that they end up booking it, like, fine that we're kind of that Bianca's an afterthought right now. But she's so talented. She should not be an afterthought. She's there. Use her.
Maybe with the whole, like, pandemic happening, plans are changing.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, so I think that was it for NXT, right?
Yeah, Rhea needs to go back home. She can't win.
You mean back to England?
No, she's from Australia. I'm just kidding. She needs to be with her family in this time.
NXT,
this time of duress.
UK.
I don't mean like forever. She can live in Florida, but she needs to go back and be with her family for.
I think
right
she
now.
Has her boyfriend.
Let
here,
her lose her belt, and Charlotte can just carry her for a while.
Okay, so I don't know. Is there anything else that you want to talk about this week before we move on?
I just saw a clip. Rhea got her ass kicked, right?
Yeah, backstage at Raw.
Okay.
Did we see? Oh yeah, there was something on SmackDown.
Yeah, there was all the women came out.
They just came out to
have a little
face off. Tamina still works here, guys. And
apparently, their match still worked when she tried to get backstage into the performance center.
And Bayley and Bayley and Sasha were.
Who are you, Paige?
Were not beaten up by Tamina, so they're like, "Oh, cool! Like, thanks, girl."
Yeah.
we should do our predictions real quick.
Bayley retains. Charlotte wins. Shayna wins.
I think Shayna's going to win. I think Sasha is going to have that belt somehow. Whether she's a co-champ.
She turns. I think she doesn't win.
I think they're going to double work us.
I hope so.
And Sasha and Bayley are still going to be friends and pull off some sort
That's
of like
hijinks.
That's what
I actually hope happens, but I don't trust it.
Yeah, no. And I think... I'm going to say Charlotte's going to win. Yeah. I don't really care like how it all goes down actually. As long as Lacey doesn't get the SmackDown title, but I have a feeling that's going to happen.
No way. From WrestleMania?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to waste this like non-WrestleMania moment on anybody, yeah, I guess so, but no way they should give that belt to her.
Unless
she's
like,
not ready. She already proved it even when she first came by, and she hasn't gotten better. We've talked about this. She seems like she wants to be a WWE personality. She doesn't want to be elite performer in the ring. And if that's the case, you don't get to be champion nowadays. I'm sorry, this isn't the days of GLOW anymore. Like, what's her name? What's the character?
Liberty.
Yeah, like, you can be Liberty Bell and you can go to the hospitals and kiss babies and that's what you want to do all the time. Awesome.
Sell your product.
You don't get to be champion. Sorry about it. Like, there's different people. And I've said this a lot before. Like, I don't like that they do that nowadays as everybody gets their turn to be champion. Yeah. If we go back to the days of not everybody gets to be champion, Lacey doesn't get to be champion. Sorry about
it. Yeah. But I guess we are. I guess they have to hand out trophies to everybody.
No, I hope it doesn't happen.
I
mean, unless she gets better in the ring, then fine. She has the capability, or she has the frame to look like Charlotte. She doesn't still.
But yeah, and that's the other thing too, is like there are other women that are built the same way, mm-hmm. and they perform better. Lacey yeah. doesn't. Rhea performs better.
Bianca performs
well, better. Obviously. Yeah. That goes without saying. We could even go to like NXT UK.
Yeah.
And there's women
Kaylee
there.
Ray,
oh, yeah.
Piper. And it's because they just seem more dedicated.
Well, to that, yeah, exactly. Because
the
they care,
as opposed to like they came into it. And it's something that they got drafted into as a, like it's not something that they got drafted into as opposed to something that they want to do. It seems like with most of them seems to be the common thread.
Like instead of it like being like instead of it being like their dream. They kind of see it as like a stepping stone for like their celebrity.
Yeah, yeah. Like that's how Nia always came off to
me.
Carmella kind of seems like that way, but she seems more like, okay, I'm here. I might as well play
make
along
the best
and like
of it.
Dig into
now,
it.
Her dad was a wrestler.
Oh,
remember?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, there was an episode of Total Divas where she was like getting all like kind of creeped out with her dad and Big Cass. Like, talking with one another because I think the dad was trying to like make a comeback or something and like go off of Big Cass's coattails. And she was just kind of like, ugh, like, don't do that. I'm going to break up with him soon.
Man, we saw that clip of them and it was weird. It was like almost Benoit.
Which one are you talking about?
The one when we saw Cass and Enzo the other day.
Oh, yeah.
That was just like odd.
Well, because, and then you've heard the stories of like Cass backstage with Carmella, right?
Yeah. And oof. Like Enzo's banned from the Staples Center apparently because he snuck into Backlash. Ooh. And then like got on camera and threw his disguise off when he was on camera.
Stupid.
And it's like, ugh, dude.
Man. I think Carmella needs like a brand new identity, and I think she could just pull it off and be like, yeah, forget about Island princess, and I think everybody would go with it.
I would be fine with it. I'd go with it for at least a little while unless it sucked.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, I think she has the ability to pull that off.
She's been around long enough.
She's
been around long enough and she's done enough gimmicky stuff that she could do it.
Well, I say she goes back and forth between face and heel pretty well. She just doesn't like wrestle the same way as the others.
She gets booed as much as a heel.
Yeah, because she already wrestles like a chicken shit heel.
Uh-huh.
So
I'm not saying she can. I'm saying like whenever she's been heel, I don't know that people have cared enough.
Yeah. Hello, Ellsworth.
I know, but that wasn't her. That was Ellsworth's
heel. No, but like her using Ellsworth. And then like the whole night that Nikki Bella debuted, they were trying to push Carmella as the bad guy at that point. And they're trying to push Nikki as the bad guy and Carmella's face. But like everybody was cheering Nikki instead. So the very next night they switched it up and they're like, okay, we all hate Carmella now. And we're going to cheer Nikki. And like it worked that way.
I just don't remember like a crowd caring enough that it registered with me, I guess.
Well, I think she's like the one that can change her character. She is a character.
Yeah.
But I wish she was so much better.
Yeah.
That's all.
I think Becky might be able to do it, but she doesn't ever seem to want to. Or at least they don't ever seem to want to do it with her booking, I mean. Like, she could turn her back on the fans real fast. But instead they're like playing up this comic-y like ego character. Or they swerved into like the comic-y ego stuff.
It has to like, okay, again, because we've been watching these SmackDown episodes and when Becky did turn heel, tried to turn on the crowd, but it didn't work because she was just lying. She was saying, yeah, that was the other thing, because everybody was, they're building it up as like she's finally getting her chance. Like, she, it's her time now. And it made sense. Like, she went through the whole division. And then when she won, she was like, you guys are never there for me. And everybody's like, yeah, we were.
Yeah. Who was here for you?
And then like a few weeks later, you guys were here for me. You know who wasn't there for me? Management. So, I don't know if she could really do it.
Yeah, I don't think so either now. But, yeah, I mean, you'd be surprised. Like, maybe she just needs another shot. I never thought that Daniel Bryan could go heel as, like, I never thought that I'd hear
anybody, an arena
people boo Daniel Bryan the way that they did when he was
the Planets champion. I don't think anybody can turn, like, on a dime the way he does.
Well, yeah, Kevin Nobody Owens has.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, from the women. Seth
Rollins can. Oh, no, that's what we were talking about earlier. I don't think anybody has that in them yet.
No. I can't think of anybody.
I mean, Bayley, kind of. Because when she, but that was the thing, is when she turned, everybody was like, yes, finally, boo. But, like, they never really got behind her as a face with, like, the passion. They were just kind of like, yeah, Bayley, we love you. Oh, you lost, but it's okay. You'll get them next time. It wasn't like she was like a champ of them.
Mm-hmm, no.
So she could do it, but they need to give her the push as a face, I guess, and not let her just be like the corny face champ.
Well, that's what we were saying. Like, if Ronda ever comes back, that's the time to turn Bayley into the hero.
Yeah.
But you'd have to have Ronda come back as a heel.
They would never do that.
No. Nah. But okay.
Speaking, she tried to do that and she couldn't pull it off either. She also sucks. Speaking of sucking as a heel.
So this goes into like this episode that me and Clara were talking about. We talked about Last Woman Standing and Evolution, which started off the feud afterwards, started off the feud between Becky and Ronda. Yeah. And that led up to the WrestleMania match, where both championships were on the line. But real quick, did you hear that? You didn't hear the interview with Becky. I think it was Sports Illustrated or Reddit. They were like asking her. She was worried about Shayna. And she was like giving more props to Shayna because like she actually wrestled on the indies and stuff. And she kind of like made a dig at Ronda by saying like, oh yeah, Shayna didn't just come over here and was like, I think I'll do this and get to be on TV. Like, no, I know she loves wrestling because she actually went and did it.
Yeah, she fought and scrapped the same way I did for a couple of years.
Yeah, and she was the NXT. She ran NXT.
Not even before that. She was in the indies. Like, she was going
Well, that's what she said. She was on the independent circuit. Then she gymnasiums
and these crappy venues.
Oh, have you seen some of those videos, right? Yeah. And even then, like, God, Shayna.
She just knew who she was from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like excited to see her win if she does.
I hope she wins, and I hope it's like decisive too. I hope it's not like a, like by the end of it, like, yeah, I hope it's a long and it's a good match, but I hope by the end of it, she's just like stomping Becky down.
I think between Becky and Charlotte, they had a really good feud because they have good chemistry, but I would like to see Becky in a real like
fight.
Yeah. So, like, if Shayna wins this, it could set off, like, a, like, way better storyline for them. And, like, if we're going to have, like, a forever enemy, I think Shayna's a good one for Becky, honestly. But I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Because the last match that they were in that triple threat with Bayley, Shayna and Becky, Becky was taking lots of breaks.
Yeah.
So, we'll see how it goes.
She does all the time.
All right, we're going to talk about...
She does in this one, too, because Charlotte had to Charlotte's carry
it. Okay, we're talking about the triple threat at WrestleMania between Ronda, Becky, and Charlotte.
Yeah. So, before we get off, you stopped it at this right spot because I completely forgot that she came in as a champion. And I hate that everybody going into this match was like, why is Charlotte even here? She came back, got a championship. That's her stamp into the match. Like, screw you. That like she just gets handed everything. No, she took a championship off of a champion and said, here, I want in this match.
Yeah. If you're going to be the best, you got to beat the best.
And she just showed up, was the best, and said, here, I want in with the rest of these people.
All right, so we're going to go through this match. And it was the main event. It was the first women's main event at WrestleMania.
Yeah, first and only.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's like one thing we can thank Ronda for. Because you did get a lot of casuals tuning in because of her.
I think it was going to happen anyway. We heard a lot of people talking about it. And maybe Vince wouldn't have pulled the trigger without that extra level of star power. But I still think if Charlotte and Becky were given their time to build their feud instead of doing the Becky and Ronda one, I think they would have been able to pull it off. They would have been able to convince him, I think.
It would have been like forever, though.
What do you mean?
It would have taken way too long.
No, I'm saying I think they would have been able to convince him to do it last year, just the two of them. We already heard about it before Ronda had even signed.
But the reason why Becky like really shot up was because of her feud with Ronda. No. That's when she became the man.
Yeah, but she shot up with her feud with Charlotte. When she turned on Charlotte was when she... it was her first big step. The second one was when Nia broke her face, and that's it. It didn't have anything to do with Ronda. If there was another champion there,
no, but that's
Nia broke her face and she's there like shaking her head all full of blood, it would have been the same.
No, but that was the other thing is because she went and attacked Ronda backstage.
But I'm saying if it was another champion, it would have been the same thing.
I don't think so. Like, I don't like Ronda. But I can appreciate that she really moved this forward.
I get that, but
she moved it forward, and I don't think they would have done it with any. Like they have been having Ronda guest star at a bunch of WrestleManias. Triple H and Stephanie have a boner for her, so I don't think it would have happened with just the women's division because I don't think look at the way they treat them. They don't trust them enough.
I think it would have happened,
and we haven't had an Evolution pay per view. And sorry, but Ronda did main event that one, and Nikki Bella was there.
JR was already talking about it. That's the only reason was because the two of them were there. But the real main event was Charlotte versus Becky.
That was the better of the match, that's why they were able to have it. I'm just saying that's the reason why.
I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with it. But as a woman, I can see it for what it is. All right, well, let's talk about this match. This entrance of Charlotte coming in on a helicopter was so stupid.
Dad comes in a limo, you got to come in a helicopter.
This is dumb, but all right, let's get this started.
This was great. What's weird is the silence. They should have just pumped in the crowd noise into the camera shot.
Unless the crowd didn't know what was going on.
Well, you can still just, pump in crowd noise. I'm sure that this happened at a different time. I doubt she landed in a helicopter and went straight into the ring. This happened days before, I'm sure.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Because, like, if they have the other two go in and then she gets...
No, she's the first one, I think.
To walk into the ring?
Yeah, I believe so. Which was bull because she is a champ. The one person who didn't come in here with any belts should have been first.
I'm glad to see that her peacock robe is nowhere to be seen.
At least you can't complain about that.
Nope. I spoke too soon.
Yeah, I forgot about
that. They brought her robe in. I don't have a problem with the robe. I just really don't like that collar. So this did happen in real time because they had the whole Joan Jett entrance for Ronda.
I hate this because I like Joan Jett. I hate that she uses that song. Stupid Shrek song.
This isn't as cool of an entrance that EO did with Poppy.
No. This isn't even... Yeah. Yeah, and that was just like a regular Raw, actually. So that's a better example. I was going to say, this isn't even as cool of an entrance as Cody did with that crappy band who sings his intro. And they're not Joan Jett. All
right, now Ronda's come out.
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys, it's
Joe Oder. Oh, I'm mad now. I'm angry, Ronda. This thing sucks. I hate wrestling.
You know, it's all fake, right? Oh, my gosh, her braids. On Total Divas, they showed her hairstylist. So now I was able to put a face to the person who's been messing with her hair this whole time.
What a jerk.
Such a jerk.
Was he, like, in on it, or does he think he's good?
I think he's been, like, her stylist for years or something, so...
Did she used to have the vagina hair in UFC?
I don't know. She's not actually related to Roddy Piper.
No.
She's just cool with his son.
Is that what the deal was?
Like, she's cool with his son, and the son was like, here's all his, like, authentic gear.
They needed an angle, and they were like, Roddy's not around anymore. Let's talk to his kid.
Because that was, like, her favorite wrestler when she was growing up, which is interesting. Because I don't know too much about him. Like, why would he be somebody's favorite?
He was just crazy.
Why?
That was his character.
He was just a crazy guy.
Yeah.
Was he champ?
Go around and go, whoa. See, why are both of these champions coming out first? Before?
Because we know who's getting the push. We know who's getting the push. And
when in a freaking helicopter, you come in last. Deal with it.
I love how at WrestleMania, like, how the costumes and entrances are like super extra. Charlotte's hair looks like a mermaid's hair right now. I don't care for Ronda's hairdo, but it's in the shape of a spider web, so I guess that's some effort. And this is my favorite look of Becky Lynch's. Like, her hair was on point, her outfit was on point.
I guess.
It was way better than her, like...
Is this the first time she didn't have the stupid steampunk gear? Or was that Evolution?
No, Evolution, she still had it, which is why I would laugh.
This has to be it.
This is it. That's why, because I think I remember the first time we saw it, I was like, whoa, Kill Bill.
It's like, she finally doesn't look like a jackass.
I was telling Clara that I was glad that she was covering the Last Woman Standing match. Not remembering that you'd be covering this match with me.
Man, I don't even think it's that long. I know Charlotte carries it, and these two chumps couldn't even put it through a table when they were supposed to.
It's a pretty long match. It was the main event. They went, like, into the next day. It went past midnight.
That was so long.
Yeah, but...
it's probably like 11:50 right here.
I don't think the match is that short. I couldn't remember who was getting boos or cheers. Well, obviously Becky was getting cheered. But did everybody hate Ronda at this point?
No. It's about 50-50.
I kind of like when it's 50-50 because it just makes me laugh. Because you'll hear like, woo, boo, woo. It sounds really confusing. Yeah, I couldn't get like a real read on that.
Look at this. Ronda is a byproduct of this. She is nothing to this rivalry. The two of them were staring each other down and didn't even care about her. She doesn't need to be here. Vince would have let this go on.
Ronda's like, hey, you guys, I'm in this match too, you know.
Hey, I'm Ronda.
I can kill you guys.
And they're like, shut up, Ronda.
Becky tried to get her into that disarmor right away. All right, so early on, Ronda kicks him out of the ring. And judo chop.
No,
judo slam against the barricades for Becky. And judo slam onto the floor for Charlotte. She's really worked up right now.
She's got such a dumb face.
Yeah, it didn't last too long because right afterwards, Becky kicked her and then Charlotte German suplexed her into the barricade. What kind of suplex was it?
That was a fall-away suplex, I think.
Well, she slammed her into the barricade. And now it's Becky and Charlotte. So what you're saying should have just been the main event.
Yeah, it's what everybody actually cares about. Everybody who pays thousands of dollars to go to WrestleMania cares about what's been going on and not that this freaking guest star is here for a whole season.
This isn't Saudi Arabia. Was Charlotte trying to get Becky into the disarmor?
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Oh, well, now Becky's going to try to figure four her.
She's got the legs for it.
Why not?
They're too short.
So now we've got Ronda back in the mix.
So... I don't mean to bring up another dude, but the way Matt Riddle, like, uses his UFC background and, like, fights like a UFC fighter in the ring, incorporates it into a wrestling, is the exact opposite of Ronda. She looks so clunky trying to do it, and like.
Well, what about Shayna? Would you say Shayna like really incorporates her?
Just like a brawler.
She goes straight into submissions too.
Yeah.
Oh, that part was funny where they're okay. So Charlotte and Becky were hanging Ronda. They were hanging Ronda over the ropes, and then Becky ran in between Charlotte's leg to drop kick her out of the ring. But yeah, then just right afterwards, Charlotte kicked Becky in the head. Ooh, that that's what we're laughing
hurt
at.
Her hip.
Oof, yeah, she landed weird.
Tough bump.
Charlotte tried to go for that moonsault, and Becky caught her, put her in her disarmer. And Ronda woke up from her nap.
Put her dumb back to dumb opponent.
What is... Oh, okay, she's doing her judo rolls.
Everything's judo.
Well, yeah. Isn't she a judo champ?
Yeah, she was. I'm just saying. Not
she's a judo Olympian, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Every move should be called, like, judo roll, judo suplex, judo knee... Well, Charlotte just gave Ronda a running knee to the face and then double natural selection them.
Neither of them could pull it off.
She's trying to pin both of them, but both of them would kick out. Oof. So Charlotte was doing her chest slaps, and then Ronda started doing her judo slaps chops. Back. Oh, are they chops? So that's a judo chop?
No.
So somebody's blood is on Rhonda's leg.
I think it's Charlotte's.
Charlotte loves bleeding from her arms.
Yeah, Charlotte no, bleeding.
It's Rhonda. Her elbow's bleeding.
Oh, okay.
So right here, she gets Rhonda into the friggin' walls.
Yeah.
Walls of Jericho.
Without the knee.
And Becky bulldogged her from behind.
See, this is why they need different weight classes.
What's she trying to do to Rhonda? What's she trying to do to Charlotte?
What's she gonna do?
All right, everybody, set up for my spot. Double DDT. I hate those. Like, I hate it when it's such an obvious spot. Everybody's like, all right, everybody get into position.
That's what
Are
triple,
we in our pyramid, girls?
So that's what I'm lousy with. That's why I think I like Fatal 4 Ways more.
Get oh, because you can
like,
have
elaborate
like
elaborate little spots. They actually like they will set up spots like the way Gargano and Ciampa, or even them two in the Evolution match. Like they had those big spots that they set up, but they seemed more like
natural,
not natural necessarily, but they weren't as contrived, I guess.
And maybe because like in Fatal Fours, you should always have an opponent.
Yeah,
like there's always going to be something going
there's
on.
There's always action somewhere, even if it's like people double teaming on one person. You can still get people their breaks, but there's like stuff going on.
Yeah. Ronda taking her nap, taking a Becky nap. We haven't seen Becky nap much.
But
this
Fatal
4-Ways
also have like those tower of power spots all the time. People power bomb suplex.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. When they say get into your pyramid, girls.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like those. Ooh, that was a bad suplex off the top rope.
See? And they made her double champ.
They made her double champ because she's got the look, Joseph. She came in with that gear, and Vince was like, oh, okay, I changed my mind.
Ugh, might as well just give Rhea all the belts at WrestleMania.
Oh, this is... Rhonda does not like fly off the top rope a lot, and in here she did.
And then demanded that the ref count.
Oh, she's doing her judo flips on both Charlotte and Becky.
She should have done one onto the other.
And now it's her turn to do her double spot.
Ugh.
What's she doing?
Come on, you know how easy you're gonna get powerbombed that way.
She tried to like
Charlotte
hurt their arms.
Charlotte can pick you up by herself. What is Becky doing? Just weighing down Charlotte right here.
They double power bombed her here. Oh wait, are they going for the third? Ooh, I forgot about this one. Oh, it's because her shirt's coming off. See, this gear that Ronda wears, it's always been very iffy. I think they were giving her a chance to fix her top. So we're gonna power bomb you again.
Like, fix it, idiot.
Friggin' Natty's mom sabotaging them. What's all that black stuff on Rhonda's leg? Is that somebody's makeup? Is that Becky's makeup? All her eyeliners on the
Both
back of her calf.
It's everybody's makeup. It's even Rhonda's. She kicked herself in the face somehow with the back of her leg.
Charlotte doesn't take naps outside the ring, but she does get breathers in between.
Yeah, when all of her opponents are beat down around her. Becky's better here than she is now.
Yeah. Well, right after this, Rhonda left. Charlotte was gone. So that's when she started facing Lacey. And, like, Natalia and the rest of the Raw girls that... Because, like, they had a draft, didn't they?
No, I don't... Maybe. I don't even remember, to be honest.
I don't think, like... Well, yeah.
What? You let her go straight through you to get to the ropes? That's lame. Also, this is a triple threat. Why is anybody breaking anything? Oh, she's not. Okay.
Oh. She was able to lift Becky to throw her into the corner. But yeah, like, Becky didn't really have, like, formidable opponents after this.
Well, it's because, like, now she tries to... She just tries to be a character too much. She does her stupid, like... Like, here she just did her little hand thing, like, once. And it didn't look so overdramatic and dumb. And this is the main event of WrestleMania. Like, it looks way more natural. Now, like, on Raw, she covers her hands with both mouths because she couldn't pin Kairi Sane off of, like... she covers her mouth with both hands because she couldn't pin Kairi Sane off of, like, a single German suplex, like, 10 seconds into the match.
Maybe that's why, because she's like, you girls are supposed to be easy.
I'm the man. I'm shocked I couldn't beat you this easy. That's Spanish what fly. Becky did couldn't she even just do it off do? The top of the rope.
Charlotte did
Spanish fly.
Spanish fly on Becky. That looked crazy. Yeah. If anybody should be, like, tantruming, it should be Charlotte.
Yeah, why didn't you jump up onto this other rope, dummy? Look at how she hit that way.
Got Rhonda back in the ring now after she got her little nap. And now, oof, Charlotte suplexed her. That looked weird. It looked like Rhonda was trying to fly out of that. Now Becky's trying to get Charlotte into her disarmer. You can't just, like, push people down to... Like, she keeps just like, hey, give me your arm, give me your arm.
She is the man. She's kind of being her character right there.
But it's like, Charlotte's not that tired for it to be that easy. See, she just kicked her out of the ring. Now she's kicking Rhonda's legs. Oh, now she's really stomping on Rhonda's legs. Oh, I think she has bruises. It's not makeup.
Oh, yeah, it looks like it. Damn, she bruises fast.
I don't think it was for this match, though. It must, like, those look like old wounds. So here's Charlotte attacking Rhonda's bruised up leg.
Did she do it? Oh, man.
She's got, okay. So she's got her legs wrapped around the turnbuckle.
She did on Rhea, but.
She figure fouring her? Is that what?
Oh. I love when people do this.
Oh, that probably hurts a lot.
See, look.
Why would Becky break that up? Just let her do that. Just let her keep doing it while you take your nap. Let Rhonda get some.
Would never think that Rhonda is better than Rhea at anything in professional wrestling. And she's selling that so much better than Rhea did it. And when Charlotte did it to Rhea at NXT, it looked so much better because she got her heel, like, dug into her leg, too, and everything. Yeah,
because she was in street clothes.
Yeah, and see, Rhonda's right there, like, screaming about her leg. And Rhea was just, like, lying down on the ground right next to Charlotte.
Rhonda almost got a roll-up pin.
And now she's going to get it. Figure four leg lock for her troubles.
They all deserve a nap now.
They've all earned it.
Is a triple threat match just always no disqualification?
Mostly, I think.
Okay, so Becky's pulling out a table now.
You shouldn't really be disqualified in a triple threat if you're hitting somebody who's already getting hit or something. And the ref's not really stopping her.
Yeah, okay. So... Becky was finally able to get Charlotte through a table. So she's really confident about her table abilities now.
Nah, it was the other one she landed on. She was selling the wrong one.
Charlotte put Becky on the table. She's like, no, no, no. I'm able to put you through tables. And Rhonda's like, no, no stupid tables.
Wrestling sucks.
She Teresa's that table. Because everybody's like, we want tables.
Only good thing that Rhonda's ever done. The only, like, actual heat she's ever built instead of just sucking.
Charlotte got the double spear on them. See, that one I can buy. Whenever they do like the double move, double spear, that makes sense. But like double DDT, no. Double suplex, no. So Charlotte's setting up the table in the corner. She's like, no, we are going to break a table today. Well, she's going to break something. It's going to be Rhonda's face on that table. Becky's trying to get her in her disarmer again.
Stop your stupid arm thing.
She just speared Becky. Does anybody go through that table?
Yes. Well, kind of. These idiots don't do it right.
Their bodies aren't built to break tables as easily.
No, they threw the good one, like the one that can break the table through it, and they couldn't do it properly. You'll see.
Oh, okay. I don't remember this.
She didn't win.
So this is where Charlotte's setting up for that table spot. Oh, see, they didn't lift.
Put her through it right.
Okay, so Charlotte was going to run in at them, and they judo flipped her, but they didn't get her high enough into the center of the table to break it.
So her lower back probably broke on that low post of that table.
And Sasha Banks is in the back going, how the tables have turned, Charlotte.
How the turntables have turned.
So now it's just Becky and Rhonda.
And this is where it was a quick finish, I think. It's almost done. I think they just fight for a little bit and then just boom out of nowhere. Because I don't think it was supposed to end as the way it did.
I think because they were like, you got to hurry up and end this match. It's already 1 a.m.
She can't even get up. Oh, my God. They're so tired. And the only person that doesn't look tired at all didn't walk away with the belts like she should have.
That's how it finished. Okay.
Yeah, because Rhonda didn't even put her shoulders down the right way. That's what it was. They just botched it.
Well,
what, I just got pinned?
No, that's how Becky
has, sucks.
That's how Becky's won her matches, though. It's just kind of like, she has to be quick. So basically, Rhonda was trying to do her judo flip on her, and Becky was able to reverse that and turn it into
Not a backside.
A crucifix pin?
Maybe.
Is that what they call it? I don't know.
Sounds right.
She was able to pin her, though. It was quick. Oh, look. That's Skylar Astin. All right, we just watched the finish again. A bunch of people were upset about it because they said it happened too fast. But no, like, it makes sense. Otherwise, like, Becky would have been out if Rhonda was able to land her move. She was able to reverse it and get the pin in.
Neither of them could have beat Charlotte. They had to put her away first.
Well, duh.
Lame.
Nah, this is a pretty cool moment. I was happy to see the belt taken off of Rhonda. It was, like, the crowd reaction was, like, really cool.
It was bittersweet for me because I really did not want to see Rhonda with the championship anymore. But
you wanted Charlotte to see Charlotte two belts?
Charlotte should have won. She's the only shoulders broad enough to carry both of those belts and not look dumb. And somebody carried them for, like, 6 months for some reason.
Yeah, that was a cool match.
Yeah, I liked it.
That was like a really good.
They did really well.
WrestleMania main event.
Yeah. I mean, it goes down as well as like the Daniel Bryan one and like the other like big ones. Anybody who doesn't think so is just trying to be.
Like, I think this one you'll always remember too.
Well, yeah, it's obviously the
two belts, triple threat, and like obviously the women.
She didn't even know the fireworks were coming because she's not used to it. Charlotte would have acted like she's been there before. Charlotte would have draped those belts around, got her camera shot with those fireworks all rolling around her. It would have been such a better moment.
You're such a hater.
That's all I'm saying. She better lose these belts.
Yeah, this was cool. This was good.
So over this character.
It's a huge difference, like, from last year to now.
Yeah, I liked her more then. That's why I didn't hate her winning then, but I was like, eh, she shouldn't have won. Now, if they did the same thing after, like, this year and a half, 2 years of Becky, I would hate it. That's why I will hate it if she beats Shayna.
I think she's going to get the belts taken off, or the belt taken off her.
I hope so.
I think it's going to happen.
Well, it finally needs to.
We just need a new angle for Becky.
We need everything fresh right now.
It's that time of year to reset, and that's what WrestleMania's for.
We're all stuck in our homes. Give us something that we haven't been watching for the last year.
Okay, so the tag champs, we didn't talk about the predictions for those. I think Nikki and Alexa are going to get the tag titles.
Yeah, probably, because everyone likes the world likes to shit on, Vince's world likes to shit on Asuka for some reason.
Well, we haven't seen Kairi Sane in forever.
Yeah, that's definitely
happening. I think maybe Asuka will go back to the title picture with Becky.
Hopefully.
She's on Raw.
Well, with Shayna. That's what I want to see. Becky needs to go away. She's earned her vacation. She's been the face of the company. Like, admittedly, she's been the face of the company for over a year and a half. Take your break. Charlotte did it after WrestleMania.
I'm sure she'd be fine with that, because in that interview, that Sports Illustrated interview, they were like, basically, if she loses. And Becky's just like, yeah, it doesn't end with WrestleMania. Like, I'm going to be here for years. So
I saw that Sports Illustrated interviewed somebody else, and or like they had said, they mentioned something somewhere. I think it was, they mentioned that Rhea would talk to Sports Illustrated or something too. And it was like the first time Sports Illustrated is having, AEW mentioned it. It was the first time Sports Illustrated had pro wrestling rankings. I think it was. It's like, why is Sports Illustrated getting in on this? Is this because it's the only sport now?
Yes, basically.
Shut on us for years, and now we're the only thing around.
There's a Spanish sports show that I'll watch occasionally, and they usually cover like boxing and then like whatever other sports happen. And they had to talk about WrestleMania because that's the only thing that's going on right now.
That's funny. So, did they ever have Lucha Libre on there?
I don't know. No, it's like serious sports.
Oh, I wish it had been. Because then we could point to them as a shining example.
See? No. It's like they'll talk about soccer and stuff, but that's all canceled right now.
Even if all sports were going, next to soccer, pro wrestling is the most exhausting activity one can partake in. You have to run around and lift a person over your head for like multiple minutes, especially these main eventers for 20 minutes, 30 minutes sometimes.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega and Okada have gone for like an hour before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we've seen
women's match.
Not an hour. Is Iron Woman's half hour?
Yeah. Who could do it? Charlotte and who?
Well, we've already seen it. Wasn't Asuka in it?
No, I'm saying a full long like match where they look like they're dead at the end of it.
Becky and Sasha.
Was that the Hell in the Cell?
No, the Iron Woman match.
You said Becky and Sasha.
Oh, Bailey and Sasha.
Oh.
Which we're going to talk about at some point, especially if we have zero crowds.
Yeah.
Well,
TakeOver is technically also happening next week. We could talk about that.
It's not. The TakeOver is canceled.
TakeOver is happening this week and next week. That's what they split up. They did the same thing that they did the WrestleMania. The same matches that would have happened are happening this week and next week.
It's not a TakeOver, though.
It's still TakeOver.
It's not a TakeOver.
It's not a TakeOver.
Well, anyway.
But I'm saying we could talk about it for next week, because next week it was TakeOver.
This was the first women's WrestleMania main event, so we had to talk about it, especially leading up to WrestleMania. I'm glad we covered it. That was cool. It was way cooler than I remembered.
It was about as cool as I remember.
Well, we'll see everybody after WrestleMania. And until then, keep watching some women's wrestling.